I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Dave Kimmar. He's the organizer of the upcoming 26th annual Boat, Sport, and RV Show. It's happening at the Superior Dome in Marquette, and we heard all the details from Dave Kimmar.
We're going to be on Friday, March 29th from 4 to 9, Saturday the 30th from 10 to 7, and Sunday the 31st from 11 to 4.
Seems kind of self-explanatory, Boat, Sport, and RV Show, but you've got a little bit of everything that falls under that umbrella, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do. You know, it's not just boats and RVs. There's there's some hunting and fishing equipment in there. We'd love to have more, but we have some, a nice selection. We also have a lot of the bicycles and quiet sports equipment, canoes, kayaks, etc.
Well, we've been affiliated with this event now here with you for a few years, and it's always amazing. There's always something new. There's always some new technology, and you like to showcase that as well.
Oh, yes. Each year there's changes in what's out there, and this is a great opportunity to check with the vendors as to what might be available. And we do have some factory representatives there, too, who can answer questions that you might have about a product that's there on display.
So we're talking about some boats, we're talking about some RVs, but sport, really, that covers a lot. And you've got bicycles and canoes. And tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I wish we had more room because along with the big equipment like boats and RVs, the smaller sports, quiet sports, as you call them, have really taken off in recent years. You know, 25 years ago, we didn't talk much about kayaks and canoes.
Right, exactly.
Canoes were in there for the first couple shows, but now you see a tremendous amount of that. And bicycles, there's been tremendous increase in bicycle usage. And, of course, we've gone to the fat tire bikes, which are more usable even in inclement weather. And if you look at the changes in product, it's kind of amazing. And this is a good time to check out what's there. Also, remember, this is not just a show, it's a sale. And these vendors are there, and they're looking to sell product. If you're looking to buy, you got a great chance to comparison shop between dealers, vendors, etc.
Yeah, that's really a good advantage of this, is you've got multiple vendors all under one roof, and you can come in and look at all the different options.
Certainly. If you wanted to travel around and see all these people, it would take you a while. I mean, somewhere from northern Wisconsin, lower Michigan, all across the UP, most anybody in UP with recreational products is in the dome for this show.
So it's happening when and where, and how much are tickets for folks to come in?
It's again at the Superior Dome on March 29th, 30th, and 31st. And admission charge is $5 for adults and $4 for seniors and $4 for 6 to 12 under 6 free.
Dave, you call it the largest indoor display of recreational products in northern Michigan. And that's no lie. You've got a little bit of everything.
I wish we had more room, but we have as much as we can get into the dome. You'd have to go all the way to Green Bay, and I'm not sure they're any better than we are to find a comparison of what we have for product.
We also set it up that you can bring the family, bring the kids. You got things there like the trout pond.
There's a trout pond for the kids. They can enjoy catching the fish. It's amazing to see the kids when they catch a fish. A lot of times a real young one catches a fish, the expression on their face is priceless.
Right.
There's also there's a gentleman there who shows kids how to make spoons and tie flies.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Trying to get them interested in fishing activities and outdoor products.
Right, and you've got a great opportunity to do that with this event. Of course, the boats, the RVs really are some of the showcase items, but you do have a little bit of everything, fishing tackle, the hunting and archery equipment, that sort of thing too.
Yes, we do, and there are some new products that will be on display there. It's always interesting to see what changes there are.
Yeah.
And again, the great thing about a show like this, you can comparison shop between different vendors, different quality of product. If you're interested in a bicycle, there'll be a lot of bicycles there. If you're interested in a canoe or a kayak, there'll be a bunch of those there. Or whatever you're interested in, there's a lot of chance at the shop.
And I do believe that it does bear mentioning that, yeah, these vendors, these folks will be here to work with you, maybe make some great deals for you if you're looking for an all-terrain vehicle or anything from fishing tackle to RVs.
There's a ton of that stuff here. If you want to look at a four-wheeler or a motorcycle or whatever, that's all there, and good place to shop.
Well, let's give them all the details one more time. It's happening when and where.
It'll be Friday, March 29th, Saturday the 30th, and Sunday the 31st at the Superior Dome.
That's Dave Kimar, organizer of the 26th Annual Boat, Sport, and RV Show, happening Friday, March 29th through Sunday, March 31st at the Superior Dome in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelah.